Who has the time? 50 plus hours and counting. Something is up in there. Some suspicion. Some concern. Some anticipation. I didn't say great anticipation, some anticipation. Finally, when the documents arrive and they are in your hands, you open up and read it, and you will see something that is missing. Something that was very much a part of Paul's first call document. Decided in the heavenly council, hand delivered by Ananias. Paul's document read, "Go, you are my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." That last part will not be in your document. I will show you how much you must suffer for his name. But it was already there when we were confirmed, we were called, we were challenged that we would stand for the faith and even to die for it. No shame, no surprise, that is a Christian way. We preach, even in this Eastertide, the crucified one. We lift high the cross of Christ. The cross draws all people all over the world unto the throne of the grace of God, as we proclaim it boldly. Not enduring so much as Paul did, rejected, despised by his own people, one who was convinced of the way he pursued because he was trained in the best school possible, convinced of the doctrine of the elders, revealed to him as he knew it through the Holy Scriptures. But something happened. Something unusual happened, which he probably never thought. There was a man who was settled. He thought he was settled, and he had a goal, and he knew he had a mission to destroy, put to an end the people of the way. And on his way to that mission, he was caught by surprise by a heavenly voice, a light that shined more brilliant than 10,000 suns together, a light that caused him to fall down and even lose his sight for a while. And then the call comes through Ananias, God's chosen person, to hand deliver this message to him. "You, Paul, are my chosen instrument to proclaim my name among the Gentiles and their kings and to the house of Israel." And it is in that mission, it is following in the footsteps of that great apostle Paul, that you and I are called to witness Jesus' name. First, we go to a congregation. Inasmuch as Paul ministered and journeyed and evangelized, as he will travel to different cities and places, the first place he will look for is a synagogue. If there is one, he will stop by there and dialogue with the elders and the members and convince them that Jesus is the anticipated Messiah. That was his first mission. So, if you are blessed to go to a congregation that is already in existence, you are following Paul's way. But his mission, recall the first part of the verse said, "Go to the Gentiles and to their kings." And that is where the world has come today. Our world is a universal world. We don't think we have a melting pot, but a mixture of cultures. Different people, different persuasions, different ways of understanding truth, and different ways of even reaching out to God as if we could somehow reach out to him. But that is not our way. Our way is still the way of the cross. For the joy set before our Lord, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. That is the way of the followers of Jesus Christ. That is the cross that we will lift up to the Gentiles and even to the kings. Paul's vision of Jesus the glorified one, the resurrected one, whose face shines in radiant brilliance, calls us also to engage in that mission, wherever we are. In a few days, some of us will disperse and we'll be in different places. You may still have to remember how to parse a verb. You may still have to remember who came first, Augustine or Constantine. You may still have to remember, you will have to remember the sixth part of the catechism. And you better know what is the last book of the Bible. But remember the one who called you. Remember the one who called you. Remember the mission that is set before us. To put this mission in focus, let us, as Paul did, and the letter to the Hebrews exhorts us, fix our eyes on Jesus. Look up to him. There is help. There is confidence. There is consolation. Because he up there sitting is the one who endured the cross. And he's not asking us any more than what he did. Not even part of what he endured. Look up to him. Also, look around you. The world has changed. Our community has changed. Did you know that we just retained 25% of the confirmed membership in the LCMS? 75% out there do not know what we believe. So look around. Even among them, as we are one of them, still look up. With that perspective, proclaim the cross of Christ and rejoicing and glorying in that wonderful mission God has given us, as Paul did, first among us and our own people, and then, quickly then, around us and God's people whom he has brought to us. One mission, one goal, one church. As Paul would say, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, and one God and Father of us all. Mission is apostolic, and the cross is enduring, and the cross is eternal. Let us walk with Paul with that confidence, with that hope that we shall, after our labors are done, one day be with him who reigns victorious. After enduring the cross, one day we shall be where he is. May God grant us the faith, the confidence, and the endurance to move forward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.